Good afternoon. Morning. Morning. It's still 11. Good morning. It's Wednesday. Come on in. How are y'all doing this morning? It's so good to see y'all. You know, Wednesday's my favorite day of the whole week because I get to hang out with y'all and it's lovely and I love it. And it is a Q&A. Ask me anything. So y'all can literally ask me anything. I'll answer just about anything. Well, probably any. Who are we kidding? I will answer anything, you know. Massachusetts, Louisiana, Washington. I just love that. I love that everybody is from all over the place. Make sure that you are putting your questions into the Q&A so I make sure I get them because this call is really all about y'all. It is for y'all to get your questions answered, for me to be able to just take care of y'all and love on y'all and all those sorts of things. So, I can't find the Q&A. They moved it. Oh, they moved it again. It was hidden and now it's not hidden. Oh, Spain, Oklahoma. Oh my gosh. Does the same coach, oh, this isn't really good. What does a day in the life of MJ look like? I'll tell you, Sarah. Does the same coach answer a question and ask coaches all the way through? Not necessarily. Not necessarily, because we don't want you to wait. So if you start out with a coach answering a question in Ask Coaches, and then a coach goes on vacation for a week, you don't want to have to wait. Or if they have a day off, because we want to make sure that you get your questions answered. So it does go through. I will tell you a little bit about my day so far. I had a meeting with Kathy Hartman an hour ago. So we were going to get on, we got on Zoom. I was like 4 minutes late and I was telling her, I was like, Kathy, I was starving. I do not eat until about 12 or 1. I'm just not hungry. Like I have a couple cups of coffee, which I've actually switched to decaf coffee, which is crazy because caffeine just does not settle in with me right now. And I went to Pilates and I got ready for work and I was working a little bit and I was like, I'm starving. It's 10 o'clock. And then I'm like, you can't be hungry. Drink water. You're fine. Nothing. And finally, I'm like, my stomach is growling. And I went and I made a big breakfast. I had two eggs, a half of a bagel thin, and I watched Courtney cook on the TikTok. So a green onion, of course. And I was starving. So I went off plan, but I love my reasons. And we have got to get past thinking that the only way to lose weight is to check our boxes perfectly. I love that I ate breakfast. I was starving. Y'all didn't want me not to eat breakfast. I wouldn't have had any energy at all in this call, but we have got to get to the point where we realize that weight loss and maintenance and living our life and being a normal eater is listening to what our bodies are telling us when they tell us something. And so we have got to, we have got to get to the point where we do not live and die by those boxes. We listen to our bodies. And I'm gonna tell you, I argued with myself. I was like, you can't be hungry. You never eat this early. Just because I never eat this early doesn't mean that I don't eat that early. You know, like I can't eat that early. I'm starving. So somebody asked what my day looks like. I wake up in the morning around 5:30. I do a Bible study every morning. I get dressed for Pilates before I even come out of my. That's the first thing I do. I go to Pilates Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I hate the teacher on Thursday, so I don't go on Thursdays because I don't like the teacher. Her name is Christine and she's terrible. Anyway, so I get up, I put my clothes on for Pilates, I brush my teeth, I come out of my room, I do a Bible study for like probably about 30 minutes. And then I turn on the news, I play the New York Times games and I send it to my daughter, and then I go to Pilates, and then I come home, I get ready for work, and then I just work all day long. I typically get done around 5 o'clock. I let my dog sit outside for a little bit. And now that the weather is nice, I sit outside and I read a book that has nothing to do with weight loss or marketing or no BS or anything. Right now I'm reading Daggermouth, which is I don't even know what the heck it is. I'm reading that. So I sit outside for like 30 minutes, get some sun, listen, I mean, read my book. And then I typically come in. I'm usually hungry for dinner. My husband's not home yet. So I watch a show that he doesn't like to watch and I have my dinner. And then usually by 8:30, I'm in the bed. That's my day, a day in the life. The only thing different on Friday night, all my friends and we let our husbands come with us. We go to Friday night dinner. Every Friday night, we go someplace different every week. With the same four or five places, but you know what I mean. We do that. And then usually on Saturdays I try to do something with my friends and then or my kids if they're home, and then on Sunday I go to church. That's all I do. That's all I do. I love Daggermouth. It's not my typical genre, but I'm loving it. Hey, Annette from Iowa. But that's what my day looks like. It's actually very boring. If I get a wild hair, like on Thursday, sometimes if it's nice, I'll walk my dog after work because I don't do Pilates on Thursdays. And I'll walk some on the weekends and stuff. But that's about what I do. That's about all I do. That's my day in a nutshell. It's boring. I don't do anything crazy. That's what I do. That's what I do. I hit my goal. Jennifer said, I hit my goal weight today. Lowest weight I've been in over 20 years, and I'm excited but scared too. What's your best advice to deal with the fear of the regain? Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure you've taken the maintenance course. It's under bonus courses. Make sure that you've also gone under celebrations and signed up for maintenance, because I gave you on that page 30 days of journal prompts. Once you register for maintenance, you'll see it on your on the website under celebrations, 30 days. And I do address fear of regain as well. Okay. The other thing you want to do is go back and listen to some of those old maintenance calls, because people get coached on that all the time. If you're in the maintenance Facebook group, at the top of the page, you'll see where Coach Lizzie is creating a new maintenance course for everybody. For everybody in maintenance. So she's basically giving it a test run in that maintenance Facebook group. You can go back in there and listen to those Facebook lives that she's doing. She's kind of trying it out over there and seeing what questions people have after she rolls out like a lesson or whatnot, so that she can add or explain further some things that y'all might want to know. So we have so many assets for people in maintenance. So go listen to some of those, and then make sure you use Ask Coaches. Go in there and tell them this is the question for Ask Coaches. What are you afraid of? Like, why is the fear there? You're probably afraid that you'll go back into your old habits. So you need to remind yourself of how you have created this life you love with food, how you're not going to go back. Start journaling on how this is your new way of being, how this is your new life, and you don't want to go back, how it's so loving and how you care for yourself and all those other things. So we have a lot of resources. We have a lot of resources for y'all. Then also don't forget, I got off on my tangent this morning already. It's so hard for me to stay on topic. But anyway, don't forget, this month we did release the Why Did I Eat check-in, which does replace the Discovery Worksheet. It's still on the website, though. The Discovery Worksheet, if you're a paper and pen person, that's totally fine. But make sure under resources, and also it's in two places, under this month and no BS, and under resources, you are making sure that you go anytime you overeat, eat off plan, eat when you're not hungry, whatever it is, go through. We give you copy and paste prompts for Ask Coaches. We give you the quick advice from a coach and some resources to go along with it. And then if you have suggestions, if you're using it this month, and I've already gotten a ton of suggestions, make sure that you email me. You can click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page, reply to any email we've ever sent you. Just attention MJ and send me. I'm collecting all of the feedback for this month from this month. I'm also working with 23 amazing members that we released it to them a few days early. They're going through it this month with a fine-tooth comb. And so to make sure that we've got all of our bases covered. We're not going to be able to do everything, but it's going to be a big deal. And I will tell you, like, so many big things are coming inside of No BS. I met with Chris and Corinne and Bailey. She's a jack of all trades over here at No BS. Met with them yesterday. We're about to revamp and redo bonus courses and pathways. We're going to be working on that in the next few months. So that is very exciting. We have a lot of big things coming up. Big things coming up next month in No BS also. I got it written down. Let me see what I got written down. Next month, this is what we're doing. We're gonna do something we already have on the website, finish what you start. That is gonna be our focus for May, which is going to be amazing. That is gonna be our focus for May, because a lot of y'all are like, I do so well and then I just kind of fall off. We're gonna be talking all about our whys next month. And so we just dropped that in. We've never gone through it as a membership. So we're gonna be doing that next month. So I'm super excited about that. So that's what's coming up in No BS. if y'all are interested. I don't want to talk about, there may be something big coming up in June, but until I have 100% confirmation that it's gonna happen, I don't want to speak on it. But it's a big, it's big. It'll either be in June or September, but I think it might be June. So we're gonna, I don't want to speak on it. So, yeah, Annette said, she found that the Ask Coaches questions on that, why did I eat, are great journal prompts. You're exactly right. That's perfect. Yes. Let's see. It is intriguing, Lori. Just wait. Just wait. It's big deal. Oh, give me some tips for getting off the couch. I will tell you, Del Rhonda, the hardest step is step one to step two, or step zero to step one, right? I'm just sitting there. So a lot of times what happens is you want it to be a doable step. So I always use this example, and so I apologize, but it's Christmas and I hate bringing down Christmas boxes. And when I'm sitting there thinking about bringing down 50 Christmas boxes to decorate, it feels very overwhelming. But if I ask myself, can I just bring down one box? Then I'm like, okay, I'll just do one box. Then what happens? I'm up and I do a lot of boxes. Whenever I ask myself, like, this is a good example. I don't want to do my laundry. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching my show. Maybe I'm reading Daggermouth, whatever it is. And I don't want to get up and go get my laundry and put it away. I'm like, can I just at least get it out of the dryer so it doesn't wrinkle? Next thing you know, I've hung up a few things, right? One thing, motivation follows action. And a lot of times you have to just get up and do one thing. What is that? Was it Mel Robbins that did the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? I have used that in the past. You just do a countdown and you just blast off like 5, 4. Is that who did that? Y'all know. Yeah, Mel Robbins. It was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you just get up and go and just do one thing. That is the hardest step. And the other thing too is know what's coming up, just like I talked about a minute ago. Y'all, if I got up and I came out in the mornings and I got my cup of coffee and my Bible study, and I sat there without my Pilates clothes on, what are the chances I would make it to Pilates? My chance of making it to Pilates would decrease dramatically. Dramatically. When I am already dressed, when I get out of my room, that increases the likelihood that I will get up and take that next step and go to Pilates. So that is like, it's always think about what is the next version of you? Like that version of me an hour from when I get up that needs to get in the car, you know, at 6:40 and go to Pilates. What does she need? She needs me to go ahead and put my clothes on. So thinking about that, thinking ahead of time, what is going to make everything easier on me? That's why I get dressed before I leave the room. That's exactly why I do it, because it makes the next step even easier on me. Yeah, 5 second rule. Thank you, Amy. Oh Lord, Whitney says she come do my laundry if I sweep and mop the kitchen. I don't like doing that either. And now that my husband's retired, he's sort of taken over all that. So, I haven't been doing that lately. Notice there was no cleaning involved in my in a day of the life of MJ. Do I have any tips for sleeping better? Well, I mean, sometimes you do have to take stuff like melatonin and whatnot. Make sure your room is cool. Make sure that you know, turn off your devices before bed. All of those things are so helpful. But you know, sometimes we're in a season of life where sleep is not our spiritual gift. It is just, it eludes us in some ways. And like I was even thinking, I slept like a log night before last. My Oura Ring was like, girl, you a champ. You the best. Like you did so good. Last night I slept for shit. Like I was awful. I slept terrible last night. I was like, what did I like this morning? I was even thinking, what did I do different yesterday? Like day before yet last night than I did last night. Cause I'm like, I slept so well, but I think it's just the season I'm in. I think there's gonna be nights where I sleep well and nights when I don't sleep well. And that's just the way it is. I mean, I was like, so I know. I'm like, it was so good. It was so good the night before. I was like, I woke up and I was like, I wish I could do this every night, but I can't. And I don't know why. My house is set on a good temperature. I'm sleeping with the same pillows. And I even slept in the same pajamas last night because I slept so good the night before. I was like, maybe there's magic in these pajamas. There was no magic. I just didn't sleep. But the other thing too is remember time in the bed, uninterrupted, like just laying in the bed time also counts. It also counts. So make sure that you are just laying there. Somebody got a new CPAP machine. Yeah, I know, Sue. I'm like, can't we just put that on repeat? It was so nice. It was so good. Now, I did have good dreams last night. I dreamt of my mom and my grandmother, and we visited. So, isn't that nice when you get to do that? Like, I dreamt about them. We were looking at old pictures and reminiscing and stuff. And it was, I woke up this morning and I felt like I had been visiting with them, which was lovely. Every time that doesn't happen very often, but I did feel like I had visited with them, which was nice to have a little visit, you know. It was so good. Let's see. Pam said this week is the week to clean out my closet and get the winter clothes put away, but this time I have clothes that are too big and I'm having trouble getting in the mindset to let them go instead of boxing them up. Any suggestions on how to get my thoughts to let go of them? First, you want to find out what you're afraid of. You're probably afraid that you're going to gain the weight back, and that's why you don't want to get rid of them. Like you hear all the doubt. You've done this before. You know you've had clothes that were big enough before, too big before, and then you got rid of them, and then didn't you wish you'd have kept them? Bet you did. That is exact. Yeah, those are the thoughts. Look, it's like I live in y'all's head. I say I don't have a crystal ball, but sometimes don't y'all wonder? Don't y'all wonder? I want you to tell yourself why this time is going to be different. Why is going to be different? And then if you're not ready to get, I would encourage you to put them at least out of sight, out of mind. If you don't want to get rid of them, like remember baby steps. If you don't want to get rid of them, if you're not quite ready to let go of them, that's okay. But make sure that you put them away and get them far, far away from you, that you don't see them. Because you don't want them to be so close that they're your safety blanket. And I want you to just remind yourself why this time is different. This isn't like last time. This time I lost it like I was going to live it. Last time I lost it, it was like bullshit. It was stuff I could have never done long term. I wasn't ever going to count points for the rest of my life. I wasn't ever going to weigh and measure my food for the rest of my life. I was never going to not eat a carb again for the rest of my life. That was bull. Of course, I gained it back. This is different. I eat whatever I want to eat. I can go on vacation and still do this. I can go out to eat and still do this. I can do all of these things and still do that. That's why this is so different. That's why I'm not going to gain the weight back. Yeah, just look at all the reasons it's different. On the what did I eat check-in, I didn't follow the plan. I wanted to say that it was because I was too tired to make what I planned, but I didn't see that as a choice. Well, I don't know. I'll have to look at it. I don't know, but I'm gonna write that down right now. If you just please hold while I write that down. I was too tired to make what I planned. I guess I didn't want it. Wasn't it like I didn't want what I planned? Isn't that an option? I was too tired. Hold on. You don't have to write it down because if I don't write it down, it don't never happen. But make sure you email me. You know, I was too tired to eat to make what I plan. I know I have to write down. Okay, now it's written down. It is written. So I think that there is like I just didn't want what I had planned or something like that, maybe. I'm not sure, but just I'm sorry about that. But I did say to like we're not gonna be able to get every scenario, but we got a dang good bit of them. I now track on the Habit Share app. Thank you. You're so welcome. Habit Share, if you don't know, is the app that I used to track my stuff on. And you can share it with folks and you can make little notes on it, and it's free. And I love it. And it's blue with a little check on it. I've noticed the last couple of days that my hunger cues for lunch and dinner go from a 2 to an 8 within a few minutes. At 2 to 4, I'm thinking ahead of what the meal is and when to start prepping it but within just 2 to 5 minutes, I'm almost at a hangry stage. So you're not catching you're probably busy at that point. And you're not paying attention to the subtle cues. You're just paying attention. Like today when my stomach was growling, like I was past hungry. It kind of escaped me this morning. This hit when I was driving home one day, and then the other night when I was waiting for my husband to get home from work. Why does it accelerate so quickly, and what are my options? I don't want to snack or eat too much to ruin the hunger for the meal, but my brain fizzes out and I get very irritable quickly. Okay, there's a couple of things you can do. Number one is drink water to make sure it's not just thirst, which it may not be. The other thing, too, is have a snack available to you in those situations, like a string cheese if you happen to be home. Keep 100 calorie, that's what I always kept in my car, 100 calorie snack packs of nuts in my car. Maybe you keep like those little mini chomps. They have like chomps, like the bigger chomps, like meat sticks. And they have mini chomps that even have like 5 grams of protein in it. Something like that. That would be like to take the edge off of hunger, because it sounds like you're nearing your next meal or when you would want to have your next meal, because you don't always have to eat all the way to enough. You can just knock the edge off of hunger to get you to your next meal. So think about that. And also looking at like those small hunger cues that might be happening for you. Christina, I've realized the reason I overeat at night is because I'm missing meaningful progress in my life, job, love life, etc. When I think of taking action, I feel exhausted. Any ideas on how to take action in my career, love life with baby steps so I'm not in overwhelm? I want to be the type of person who takes action. So this is a huge question, Christine. Christina, you might want to take some of this to ask coaches, but for the evening time, like to figure out how to take action. But when you're setting a goal, any kind of goal, like a job goal, a love life goal, like let's say you want to go on, I don't know, dates. I don't know if you're single or not, but let's say you want to go on 5 dates in the next 90 days. I don't know. So you start there. Like, what is your goal? Then what do I need to do? Like, what is a step, a small step to maybe you have to sign up for a dating app. Maybe you have to like join a church group. Maybe you have to sign up for like a cooking class, or maybe you have to sign up for a speed dating thing. Like you have to do look at those baby steps. That's number one. You got to look at the whole goal and then ask like your low, like the low hanging fruit. How do I dip my toe into this thing? Because a lot of times what happens is, I talked about this on the Corinne 365, I think it was last Friday. Like we get so hung up on, I want my life to look like this. I want my love life to look like this. I want my job to look like this. I want my pay to look like that. And it feels so huge, then we don't take action. It feels so far away, we don't take action. But when you break it up into smaller steps, or you break it into 1 pound goal, or you break it into like, I just need to find a speed dating something near me. I just need to sign up for a dating app. Is then that feels more doable, and then you will do that one thing instead of looking so far ahead. So that's number one. Number two is we've got to look at the thoughts you have. That's what's creating the overeating at night. Not that you haven't taken action, okay? Not that you haven't taken action, because there are a lot of people in this world that don't have a great love life, and that doesn't bother them at all. And their thought is, oh, well, that's just not for me. They don't eat over that. Or they don't have the job they love. And their thought is, well, the right job's gonna come along. I just want the bills to be paid. And they're not eating over that. So we gotta figure out what your thoughts are. Like, I'm a failure. I should be further along. Everybody else has a husband or a partner, and I don't. Everybody else has got like is making more than me, and I'm not. Those thoughts is what that is what is creating the eating at night. Not the love life and not the job. And you're thinking, if I change my circumstance, it's gonna cut off the overtime, the nighttime eating. That's not necessarily the case. You have got to think better about your life, where you are, what is happening. Like I eat dinner alone every night. That is not a problem for me. My husband's at work. I don't know where to him. I don't know what he's doing. He's gone. I don't know where he is. The only thing I tell him is he has to get out of this house every day. I don't care where you go or what you do. Just get away from here because He just would bother me all day. It's so my thoughts about being alone at night are lovely. Lovely. I get to watch what I want. Nobody's going to bother me. I can eat whatever I want for dinner. I don't have to worry about him. Those are lovely thoughts. And I'm by myself. Working is a huge problem for me. I need to get over the imposter syndrome and self-doubt. Yes. And take all that to ask coaches. Christina said, this is helpful a lot. Focus on my thoughts versus actions. Yes. Because I mean, I'm going to tell y'all, how many of y'all sitting here thinking if I could just lose the weight, I would feel better? And then I want you to find, look on the, I'm not calling out our maintenance people. Like we just had a maintenance person here. She's scared to gain the weight back. You know, you think that when you get there, the rainbows come out. And little leprechauns are dancing around, and like you've reached the promised land and all that other stuff. You still have worry. You still have fear. There's no magic in that number. It's all about what you think about it. It's all about what you think about it. Our thoughts control everything, how we feel about a situation, 100%. It just does. And we've got to start looking at the thoughts that we have because there are hard times in our life. There are things that are difficult about life, but our thoughts can make them 1,000 times harder. The way we think about it can make it so much more difficult. Yep, Misty didn't get up. You didn't get a parade when you lost 150 pounds, Misty? Yeah, women who have been married for a long time can definitely understand being thrilled about being alone at night. But then there are women who've been married a long time that like their husband is their best friend. And they couldn't stand to not be with them at night. I am not one of those people, but there are people I heard. I have one friend like that. Her and her husband are like, they're lovely together. They're like best friends. I'm just ready for Mike to go do something. Yeah, I enjoy my alone time too. I mean, I'm gonna just tell y'all, my favorite time of day is sitting out there, other than my Bible study, is sitting out there in the afternoon on that porch. Even better if it's raining, reading my book. I love it. Love it. Yeah, I'm fine being home. But again, it's all the thoughts that you have about it. It's all the thoughts that you have about it. You can take any circumstance, and what would be, you know, like, what is it when they say, like, one man's trash is another man's treasure? It's just how you look at it. It's the same thing with every circumstance. Like, I know people who are single and love it, wouldn't want it any other way. I know people who are single and miserable, can't wait to find somebody. Right. And it's like it's the way it's their thoughts about it. All right. Let's see. Anonymous. So Sharon, this is good. I always want to munch on snacks and drinks and drink wine when I have a long time. Look at your thoughts. I thought nobody's gonna judge me. I get to do this, nobody's gonna be watching me. Maybe that's your thought. It could be, you know, I don't, maybe you don't even know how to be alone with yourself. Maybe you're like, I got to fill the time. Maybe you don't allow yourself just to sit and relax. Like maybe there's judgment about sitting whenever there's a lot of other things you could be doing. Just like with me, I sit at night every night and read a book, and there's plenty of stuff I could do. I don't do it, but I mean, there's things I could do, but like that doesn't bother me. I work hard all day. I sit right here and work hard all day. I sit here on my ass all day and work hard. And so I'm like, I'm gonna go sit on my ass and read a book. Like, but I work hard, like in my brain all day long, like mental work. And so I want to make sure that like I get rest. Let's see. And Vicky, I'm gonna show you a thought, what other people would think. I've lost 40 pounds. I feel so much better. That's a thought. What I mean, you probably do, but that's a thought. Biggest improvement is my breathing. I'm able to stand and walk longer. Makes my life easier. I'm moving more because it's just easier to do it, to do. Loving it. Now, Somebody could also say, be at 40 pounds and be like, I mean, yeah, I'm feeling better. I got so much further to go. I'm never going to get there. But you have chosen, Vicky, to look at the beauty of it, all the positives of it, instead of what's left. There's this book called The Gap in the Gain. It's on our favorite things page. It's called The Gap in the Gain. And so what Vicky is doing is she is looking at the gain. She's looking at how far she has come, and she is celebrating everything that has happened. She is not looking at the gap from where she is and where she needs to go. That is, if we live our life more in the gain of what we have gained and what we have instead of what we don't have, that is going, and both of them are true. Like if you've got 100 pounds to lose and you lose 40 pounds, it is true you've lost 40 pounds. It is also true you've got 60 pounds to go. Where are you going to put your focus? That is not pie in the sky thinking. That is, I am going to put my focus on what is going to help me keep moving forward. And thinking about how far you've come, and then turning that into dreaming about what then, if this is 40 pounds, God bless, I can't even imagine what 10 more pounds is going to do. That gets you excited. Instead of thinking about where you need to go. All right. I realize that losing weight is a performance for me. If I'm losing weight, I'm succeeding. If I'm not, I'm failing. And whenever I start losing weight, I immediately start fantasizing about how others are going to react when I lose so much weight. But this messes with my head, and I seem to be losing and gaining the same 5 pounds. Let's see. So here's what I want you to tell you about this. I had the same thought when I got to goal weight. I was either losing or gaining weight. I didn't know what it was like not to be either one. Like I was like, if I'm not losing weight, then I have to be gaining weight, right? Like it, because my whole life, my whole identity was tied up into weight loss. Because I had done it my whole life. I didn't know if I wasn't the fat friend. If I wasn't the one on a diet in the group, if I was not the one who couldn't go out to eat, or I was the one that couldn't have, who the heck was I? I don't understand. I didn't know who I was. I had no identity other than that of someone who had weight to lose. I did not know how to be any other way. So it took me a while to get out of that. So for anybody getting close to maintenance, know that that is normal. And you kind of have to own into it. So for you though, Anonymous, it sounds like you're kind of dreaming. You're going to have to ground yourself and say, I will get there, but I can only do it 1 pound at a time. Yes, it is going to be lovely when people see how much weight I have lost, but I've got to do this 1 pound at a time. I cannot do 10 pounds at once. I need to work on creating the life, the version of me 1 pound down, and then the version of me 1 pound down, and then the version of me 1 pound down. One moment, yes. Whatever it looks like for you, because your brain is going to be like, and then I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and then I'm going to, not what you are, but we have got to come back to this pound. And it is that ping pong thought. It is that, yeah, focus on the next pound. That's exactly right. Focus on the step in front of you. I'm losing weight. I'm succeeding. If I'm not, I'm failing. But here's the thing. There will be weeks that you will not lose weight. So we have got to figure out what you're going to tell yourself. That doesn't mean you're not still losing weight. Just because the scale doesn't move in a week or two does not mean you're not still losing weight. The scale is not how we measure weight loss. It's not the only way we measure weight loss. We measure weight loss by our habits. Because our bodies are not designed to lose weight every week. We just can't. It's not going to do it. Your body is not designed that way. That's not how it works. So you got to create a space where my habits are me losing weight, not just the scale. Because yes, the scale is one indicator of weight loss, but we're all going to hit stalls and plateaus along the way. We're all going to go out to eat a salty dinner, get on the scale, and the scale's going to go up. We are all going to get sick or inflamed or get some kind of infection or whatever, and then our body is going to hang on to more fluid and our weight is going to go up. Not because we're not losing weight, but because we had a blip. but because our body is taking care of us, and we've got to get a better relationship with that. Yes, Karen says the scale can lie. It tells half truth. Sometimes that is true. Today, my Pilates teacher has been on vacation this week, and so we've had new instructors, and they've been doing new things. And y'all, I am having to lower myself to the toilet, like hold on to the sink, because my butt and my hamstrings are so sore this week. If I didn't take Thursdays off, I would have to take tomorrow off because I'm like sore. Guess what my scale did today? I'm up 1.5 pounds from yesterday. Does that mean that I'm not in maintenance still? Does that mean that yesterday I screwed up or a few days before I screwed up? No. It means that my body is taking care of me. It has sent fluid. It has sent water. It has sent blood to my muscles. It has been able to increase the volume of blood and fluid that is in my body to heal the torn muscles, those little micro tears in my muscles. And I appreciate it for that. But it's up 1.5 pounds today from yesterday. So, yes, that's right, Whitney. Glycogen from muscle building. That's what it is. It is not an indicator of my success or my failure. I can even celebrate that I'm up 1.5 pounds today because why? I got up early every morning. I was at Pilates every day at 7 o'clock this week, working my tail off. Literally, because I can't even sit on it at this point. I literally been working my tail off. So we've got to change these conversations and ask ourselves what else can be going on here before we quit on ourselves. Before we quit on ourselves. Any news on virtual camp? Not yet. Not yet. I know. I was thinking, so my first camp at No BS, the old hotel that we used to go to. In Nashville, in Nol I don't know where it was, Donaldson, Nolensville, wherever it was. If anybody's here on the call that remembers, they had these orange chairs in the lobby, and they had like a dome on the bottom of them, and you could sit in these chairs, and they would spin you around and around and around and around and around. Marriott by the airport, Cindy Switzer remembers. Yeah, I've got a video of me at my first No BS camp. My hair is black as smut, almost. It's black, dark, short hair. And I've got a video somebody took of me at camp, in those chairs, you know. And I think I'm gonna post it on I'll post it on the Facebook group. It was the best time ever. It was one of those things that Corinne said. I was like, I'm gonna fall, whatever. They were so much fun. And Corinne challenged us, always challenges us at camp. Do not leave here with something undone. Like, make sure that you do everything you want to do before you leave. Speak to that person, do the thing, whatever. And I was like, I'd been looking at those, I was scared to death. I was like, I'm gonna bust my butt. I'm gonna fall. I'm gonna make an ass of myself. I did make an ass of myself, but it was so much fun. I know somebody else has seen that video. I need to post it in Facebook. I'll post it in Facebook today. I'll have to make sure y'all know it's me because I look so different than I did then. But it was just sitting in that, and you can hear all the other No BS went around. And I mean, it was just joy, just pure joy. Because when you're with people at camp, even virtual camp, like you just get to be yourself and you don't have to put on pretense or whatnot. It's just lovely. So I'll post that in the Facebook group. It was fun. Let's see. Del Ronda said, why is it so hard to do the things that are good for us when it feels amazing when we do them? I love how I feel after going to the gym, but it's such a struggle to go. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Love it. Okay. So first of all, do like, yeah, I was MJ of many changing hairstyles. My hair was never the same. I used to call it 5 week hair. Every 5 weeks, I'd have a different hairstyle. Like my hair was always different. I've kind of settled, you know, I've settled in my old age. Yeah, I always used to change my hair. My mom was a hairdresser. That's why I used to, you know, I was her guinea pig. So, first of all, I want you to think like break it up into little sections, make it easy on yourself, just like me. Same thing. Get your clothes on. Half the time when y'all see Corinne on Sundays, or on a call, like if, on the during the middle of the week, like she does business calls sometimes during the middle of the week, she's got on leggings and a nice top because she is ready with her tennis shoes on. She's halfway out the door when she's doing a call. because she has set herself up for success. Same thing with me. I put on my Pilates clothes before I even leave my bedroom to make it easy on myself. And then you just can't adjust your way there. Listen, can I just get there? I'm going to start on the treadmill. I'm going to walk for 5 minutes. If I want to turn around and come home, I can. It's the same thing. You know, we've been talking a lot about notice, narrate, pause plus permission, right? So note, I notice I don't want to go to the gym today. And then you narrate. I don't want to go to the gym today because it's going to be so hard. I don't want to have to take a shower afterwards. It's going to be whatever. And then you're going to pause. Okay. And then you're at a crossroads. I always think of it like a crossroads. I'm going to pause and then I'm going to tell myself, okay, we'll go to the gym and walk for 5 minutes, but I give myself permission to stop if I don't want to keep going. I've got permission. If I only need to do 5 minutes. And if I'm done at 5 minutes, if I'm not feeling it, if it's not, you know, jiving with me today, I will get off the treadmill. I give myself permission to get back in the car and come home. Period. That's the way it works. The other thing is, a lot of times, once you're dressed and ready to go, that then you're good. So it could even be today, I'm just going to get dressed to go to the gym. A lot of times, once you get dressed, you're like, fine, you know, go ahead. Because I'm already dressed. I struggle with that too. I practiced high-fiving myself in the mirror when I got there. Then, after every time, I did a quick journal on how awesome it felt. Eventually, I craved the workout. There you go. Yeah. And the other thing is too, I'm glad you said that, Whitney, because it reminded me. Make sure you give yourself credit when you do hard stuff, y'all. Please. I really didn't want to come. I am so glad I got out the door. That is a I showed up for me. Post about it in the Facebook group. You know, like post about it. Toot your own horn. Blow it up big. Make a big deal out of it. So a lot of times what happens is you finally get to the gym and then what happens? You'll say, well, I mean, I didn't come yesterday. Probably won't come tomorrow. Hadn't been here all week. I should have been coming all week. About time I finally got here. We finally do something good, then we just poo-poo all over it. We have got to stop doing that. We've got to. Again, the gap in the game. Don't look at what you haven't done. Look at what you have done. Because probably in the past, like if you hadn't been in the gym all week, then today you're like, you know what? I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do what MJ said. 5 minutes. If I want to come home, I'll come home. And then you get on the treadmill and then you get off and then you do the things and you decide to stay and you're like, yeah, I missed 2 days. Arr. No, we can't do that. We cannot do that. We have got to give ourselves credit every single time we show up. Not look at all the times we didn't show up. We got all we can do. We can't go back and fix that. We can't go back and change that you didn't go Monday and Tuesday. Ain't nothing we can do about that now. That's over. It's done. We don't need to beat ourselves up about it. But what you can do is go Wednesday and finish out the week at the gym. How are you going to do that? Let's see. Susie said, I get hungry and snack, but then the snacks continue on and I don't stop it enough. Seems I eat the whole afternoon. How did you stop the snacking routine? Yeah, so here's what you want to set yourself up for success. You know I'm all about do first. I'm all about do. Make sure that you have your snacks put away in a certain area, portioned out. Make them difficult to get to. When you go get one snack, I used to have a discovery worksheet. You could put a sticky note inside. We have like this drawer that has all, that's where our snacks live. And I would put a discovery worksheet in there to remind myself. Like, do you really want this? Is this worth the time? I had that on my refrigerator. Is it worth the time it's going to take you to lose the weight? I had reminders all over my house to remind myself. And then after you get one snack, if you're wanting to go back, ask yourself, what am I really looking for? Are you just really needing to rest in the afternoon? And you're not giving yourself permission unless you're eating. That's the only way you let yourself sit down. Is that what's happening? I want to make sure that, like, I'm giving myself my basic human needs. I'm doing that START group again, but I've taken members through for 8 weeks, and this week it's all about take care of yourself, and the scale will take care of you. That's what we're focused on this week in START. And it's very true. What are you really needing in the afternoon? Probably a lot of us need a break. We need rest. We are tired. I was telling somebody, I might have even said it on this call, like what I've been doing lately, like in the afternoon, if I'm really tired, because I gave up caffeine in the morning. I gave up caffeine, about all of caffeine, like, and I'm just still this chatty. But every once in a while, I do have, I bought 12 Diet Cherry Cokes about 3 weeks ago, and I still have four left. So that's how much caffeine I'm drinking. But anyway, I have gotten aware I will put my head down like fourth grade on my desk. I just put my head down on my desk, and I set an alarm for 15 minutes, and I sit here like old school kindergarten, like with my head down on my desk. That has been so helpful to me. Like, 'cause then I don't get up and go lay down and whatnot. I'm still sitting at my desk. It is so helpful, but I need a break. I could eat my way through the afternoon, but I know I need a break. Every once in a while, I get a Diet Cherry Coke, but that is sort of where I am right now. I need rest. And that's probably where you are. That's probably why you're snacking your way through the afternoon. It could be that you had things you didn't get done in the morning and you're regretting and wishing, and I should have, and I'm so far behind, and maybe that's why you're eating. We got to figure out what's under the eating. Is yes, we need to set ourselves up for success. Yes, we need to portion out our food. Yes, we need to remind ourselves of sticky notes. But until we start giving ourselves what we need in that moment, we are never going to stop snacking. It's just not going to happen. It can't. It can't happen because we have got to fit. We're filling those holes of rest, of like compassion, all of that with food. And then Darlene said, "Yeah, and you don't have a boss watching to yell at you for resting." No matter where you are, anybody, even if you're in an office, could go sit on the commode for 10 minutes. Ain't nobody gonna come in there and chase you down, probably. And I am blessed that I get to sit here and put my head down. Not everybody can. But we've got to start figuring out ways to give ourselves a little bit of compassion, a little bit of rest, and a little bit of self-care, that, giving ourselves what we need instead of the food. I'm a longtime member. Let me see. Let me get rid of this because I'll keep looking at it. I'm a longtime member that has lost connection with no BS or my weight loss in general. I've gained back 25 pounds after being in maintenance for over 1 year. I feel lost and wandering around or thinking, well, I will ever lose the weight again. You will lose the weight again. I promise you. We've got something amazing for you, though. I want you to go and look at the Regain Reset on the website under bonus courses. The Regain Reset was just redone. It is so good because you don't need to start over. You're a longtime member. You don't need to go back through the no BS weight loss course. You know the four basics. You don't need to know those again. Those you could teach a class on them. I feel certain about that. I feel 100% certain that you could teach a class on the four basics. So you don't need to go back through that. We're not going backwards. We're moving forward. So I want you to go listen to the Regain Reset. I want you also to reach out for help. Okay? That is so important. You've got a team of people here to help you. You've got me. If you feel comfortable emailing me, you've got Ask Coaches that you can go back and forth with. You're not by yourself. Can I get this weight off again? 100% you can. And also, we will help you. You're not traveling this road by yourself. You're not the first person to gain back weight. Coach Betsy always, her story is she lost it twice with Corinne. She lost 50 pounds, she gained it back, she lost it again. It happens. I've had little regains through my whole journey here. I've gone up 10 or 15 pounds and had to lose it again. I've done it. I've been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt, the whole thing. But here's what's so amazing. You've gained back 25 pounds, it's not 50. Because I know for me, like at one point I'd lost 100 pounds and then I'm just gaining back like craziness. I've lost 50 and gained back 70. I've lost 60 and gained back 80. Like I've done all of those in my life. But you're like, I'm at 25 pounds. I'm taking the reins. I'm not gaining another pound. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to get some help. MJ's going to tell me what to do. And then next step is I'm going to reach out when I have questions. And that's exactly what you're going to do. Nothing has gone wrong. This is all, everything you're talking about is normal. And I bet you $100 to a donut, you had a life circumstance happen. Something happened that you had not had to deal with before, and you went back to the one thing you knew that was going to work for you, and that was food. It's probably all that happened. That's probably all that happened. And we just need to figure out how to deal with that, and then the weight will come back off. But do make sure you reach out. I mean, that's the step that so many people miss, like you got a whole team of weight loss coaches like that have done just what you've done. I'm telling you right now, I've gained and lost. Betsy's gained and lost. Kathy gained and then lost again. We got every flavor. If you've between us, between the five coaches and Corinne, if you've done it, we've done it. We've all done it. We've got bingers on the team. We've got people who have changed their relationship with alcohol on the team. Me and Lisa. I think Lizzie too, really. We've got people on a GLP-1 on the team. Kathy's on a GLP-1. Whatever you're dealing with, we got Pam said, our coaches are a lovely bunch of losers. We are. Thank you. And you know what? I'll take that. I love it. But that's what it is. I mean, it's like, if you've dealt with it, we've dealt with it between one of us. And I will tell you, there are some, we do Slack as coaches, and there are times that an ask coaches will come through and somebody will like reach out and be like, Kathy, I think you would be the best person to answer this. Or Lisa, I think you would be the best person to answer this. Or Betsy, we have a binger in ask coaches. Can you come and help her out? And we do, we tag team that to give you the best experience possible. Karen said, I need you to move in for a month. Girl, I wish I could. I do love to travel. Oh, look, Lucy is gonna hook up and they're gonna do it together. I love that. There's always somebody else that wants to work on what you want to work on. Always. I love that, love that, love that. That's what I love about no BS. I want to do regain reset. Who's in? Me. I love it. My daughter did get into come to Florida, I'll put you up for a month. My daughter got into dental school. I don't know if all of y'all have heard that or not, but she did. Thank God. Baby Sharifi is gonna be a dentist. And she got into Nova in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So if you live near Fort Lauderdale, I might be coming your way. Oh gosh, Pam, I'll tell you, she applied to 10 schools. She got four interviews. She got waitlisted to two schools and she got into one, which is amazing. Coach Christie's specialty is going to be GLP-1s and nutrition. That's what Coach Christie is going to be. Because Coach Christie is actually a pharmacist and a like an actual dietitian, nutritionist, something. Oh, Cheryl's 15 minutes from Nova. I might, Cheryl, do me a big favor. Will you email me and let me get your contact information? Because we're going to have to start looking for apartments soon. And I don't want to put her in a bad spot. Will you email me, please? If you'll let me, if you don't mind me reaching out to you to ask you some questions, that would be lovely. All right. Oh, she knows a supervisor in the dental school. I'm just gonna tell y'all. That's why I love this membership. Y'all, between all of us, we know everybody on this in this country just about. I love it with all of my heart. I have been trying to lose weight for 4 years, Anonymous says. Still having A hard time with hunger. Joint pain, nerve pain, and inflammation has been at an all-time high to the point I can barely get through a 10-minute walk. Comfort eating is also at an all-time high due to this. Thinking about HRT to help. Any thoughts? Girl, I got pellets in my behind right now, honey. I take a progesterone every day. I did bioidentical hormones. I go to a med spa that's run by an OBGYN, nurse practitioner. I did a lot of research and I am on hormones and it is lovely. But I will also say this, I've also dealt with pain. I've had two shoulder with three shoulder surgeries now. And I was eating over my shoulder pain and I had to really remind myself my shoulders still hurt. I was eating because I kept telling myself it was going to make my shoulders stop hurting. It did not. It was just a lie, and I had to call that lie out. My shoulder was still going to hurt. I was going to eat and gain weight and feel shame and regret, and my shoulder was still going to hurt at the end of the day. Yes, did it give me a momentary release? 100%. I'm not saying it didn't. But on the other side of that cupcake was pain again. It did not go a place. It stayed right where it was. But that's what I want you to know too. But HRT is amazing. Do your research, find a good practitioner. I went to my family doctor, I went to one OBGYN, was not getting the answers that I wanted to get, and I just kept looking. I just kept looking, looking, looking. I'm gonna tell y'all, I was on TikTok and I saw what a Kate Plus Eight, what's her name? Kate Gosselin. She talked about bioidentical hormones on the TikTok. And I started doing my research and then I found a bioidentical hormone. So it was Kate Gosselin. Girl, she done got me on the path. Anyway, that's what I did. And I listen, I can't, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all, I see things and then I just want to be in, I want to be on, I know I'm gonna just tell y'all what I can't talk about in June. The thing I can't talk about that y'all can't make me talk about, Christy may or may not be having a hand in whatever we're doing for June if we can get it done, but I'm not gonna speak of it. And y'all can't make me because y'all can't make me because y'all get me in trouble all the time. And I can't get in trouble today. I have too much work to do. There's that. But don't tell nobody. It's just between us. You can't tell nobody outside of this here Zoom room. Don't say nothing. No, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing, nothing. No, I'm not saying a thing, but I'm saying something is in the works that Christy may or may not be working on, but I'm not telling. I'm not telling because I can't. I've been sworn to secrecy and I might lose my job. Corinne ain't gonna fire me, but I don't want to get in trouble. Anyway, Bonnie, I got maintenance in July and have stayed within a few pounds. I'm about 4 pounds over where I want to be now after spring break. How do I stay curious and motivated? Keeping it easy. Weight loss when I do want these pounds off, but they're not urgent. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Well, first of all, make sure that you're doing all the maintenance stuff. Do the maintenance planner, do all of those things. So, my question always is, what is like 4 pounds? What would you need to level up right now to lose pound, Bonnie? What would you need to level up? Like, where are you overeating? What are you getting from that overeating? And what do you need to do instead? Well, it's one thing you can level up to get 1 pound off. Just 1 pound for now. We'll let the 3 pounds worry about themselves later. So just work on that first. And then watch how you're talking about it. It all comes down to the thoughts. I'm just telling you. It all comes down to thoughts. That's where it is. And I'll say too, like I noticed, I don't know why, but my water fell off a few weeks ago. Like I'm not getting enough water. I don't know why. Like, I don't know. I sit here all day. Y'all see me drinking this water, this whole call. But I really need, because I put ice in my water. So I really need three of these. And I was drinking two of them. And so what did I start doing? I'm like, you know what? I am a person who drinks all my water. So I just found, I got like a, I started tracking my water again. I'm like, I want to get there. And I got like this little thing and it like fills up a glass of water. And I'm like, there's that. I love it so much. It's making me happy. See my water fill up. Gamify it. When I see that water thing fill up, I'm like, I'm not going in here without water, my water all the way filled up. And I've gotten my water every day for the last week. I just noticed I was just not going back to fill it up that third time. I don't know why. Just, I don't know. I kind of fell off. I'm like, that's not going to happen. That's not who I am. I don't want to be that person. I want to be a person who drinks all my water. No excuses. So I started tracking my water again. I'm like, I'm just see what happens. And I'm very competitive. So it made it easy for me once I started tracking it. Maybe you've gotten out of tracking, Bonnie. Maybe you might want to do that, download that Habit Share app and then find somebody in maintenance that's like, I would love to do that too. And then y'all can share your habits and keep each other accountable. Let's see. It's 12. If anybody needs to leave, y'all can leave, but I'm gonna answer these last few questions. Oh, there's a lot. Let's see if I can get to them. Darlene said, well, can't be back in Tennessee in the coming years. I have no clue. I never thought it was going to leave Nashville, to be honest with you. But here we are going to Dallas. Nancy said, I had a DEXA scan on Sunday, and on a table in the lobby, there was a picture with information about the scan, and under the frame was the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Oh my God, is that too cool? You know, it's my favorite book. Yes, that's amazing. I know, whenever you know about something, you just start seeing it everywhere. That's crazy. I will say the reason we moved camp from Nashville, I'll go back to Darlene's question. It is so expensive to do anything in and around Nashville. At this point, to rent a room and to set up, because I don't know if y'all know, but like the guy that designed all of our tech and all of that other stuff is the producer on Survivor, the show. Like, it ain't no joke. This ain't no joke. This ain't no raggedy tag thing. You know what I mean? We have got literal engineers. We bring in backup internet. Like it is like over the top production. We bring in LED screens and lighting and all this. Like, it's crazy. Nuts. The expense and the time and the tech that goes into camp in person and virtual. And so to talk about loading all of that in, it was actually cheaper to take all of that on 18 wheelers and get us to Dallas than it was to have it in Nashville. Isn't that crazy? It was cheaper to take, because we own all that. Corinne owns all that. So to pick it up and take it to Nashville, bringing in our own team and everything to Dallas. So it is, but when you go to an OBS camp experience, y'all, it's not like just your regular conference that you're thinking of. Like, it's not like that. It is like huge. It's a big freaking deal. Big deal. So it's big. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. The hotel I think is still available. Mary, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, it is nuts, but Nashville has gotten just out of hand high expensive, like to have rent a space. Like, we want to rent a space, and I'm gonna tell y'all too, like when you go to one of our events, we are very picky about our hotels because y'all know how we treat you here. We expect the same from every single person working at the hotel. When y'all come into town to a hotel, we expect you to be treated like the VIPs and the queens that you are. We expect the hotel staff to bend over backwards for you, like we bend over backwards for you. There are meetings with the hotel explaining to them what you women are, what you mean to us, and how special you are. And you are to be treated as the royalty you are. From the moment you step into the hotel until the moment you leave the hotel. And it is explicitly, and no, it is not tolerated for our members not to be treated as they should be treated. And we make damn sure of it. And I promise you that. So it is different. It is not like Corinne ain't gonna let y'all come to something that y'all ain't treated right. And that's a fact, Jack. I'm just telling you. I make sure of it too. I don't let my ladies be treated no way, no certain way. Y'all are treated like queens, queens that you are. If you've never been treated like a queen, come to camp. I'll tell you, you'll be taken care of. Annette said, yesterday I had five precancerous lesions taken off my face, and then I picked up my new ring that has my grandmother's wedding diamond and my mom's wedding diamond and her 25th anniversary diamond mounted in it. Oh, I should have been so happy they found the lesions early, and I was excited about the ring, but I got home and ate four Girl Scout cookies and Doritos. Emotional eating, I know. I could have done so many other things, but after all this time, I still ate. How long will it take to choose differently? My question, Annette, is what if you never do? It's not a big deal. You emotionally ate four Girl Scout cookies and some Doritos, and then today you're going to choose differently. Sometimes emotions are big. When my mom passed away, I'd just be, y'all know I tell y'all everything. I tell y'all everything. I drank my way for a month. I drank through it every night. I went right back to it. Like wine every day. I just did. Not proud of it. I don't do that now. Like I got a hold to myself, but I'd never lost my mom before, ever. Never. I'd never done that. And I drank. But I mean, it's what got me through. And now I'm on the other side of it. And I look back and I'm thankful for that month. I needed to cry and I needed to be sad and I needed to mourn and I needed to process. And I went to the one thing I knew that was going to get me there, and it did. Now I didn't continue on with it. Just like today, Annette, today is a new day. And that is just yesterday, that's how you handled that. What about you have some compassion for that person? That version of you had a very emotional day. Maybe that's okay. Every once in a while, we have an emotional day. And then we get up tomorrow and we pick ourselves up and we dust ourselves off. And maybe you do want to look at how you want to, how to handle it differently next time. And maybe you will handle it differently next time. But I think sometimes we got to have a little compassion for ourselves too. I just think sometimes we do. And one day, or in my case, one month, I mean, I wasn't on a bender. Y'all saw me every Wednesday, but I was just drinking a couple glasses of wine at night just to kind of, so I could get to sleep, so I could just take the edge off. And then, I was like, what am I doing? And then I had to process and I had to go through some things. And then, I just, I got out of it. Yeah, Lisa said, I lost my dad in February. I started eating over it and now she's starting to turn the corner. And yeah, I mean, I think that like, it's just the way that you're processing it. But give yourself a little bit of compassion. And then, it was like, even here, you said I should have been happy that they caught it early. No, you're probably scared. You shouldn't have been happy that they caught it early. Maybe you were on some level, like thankfully they caught it early, but you don't want to have them at all. It's normal to be a little bit nervous when they cut off. I mean, you're worried about what am I going to look like? How deep is it? What is the scar going to be? Like, there's a lot that goes along with that. And I'm not saying, emotional eating is an amazing thing, but it's like wanting it to go away, just like wanting shitty thoughts to go away. You're going to have crappy thoughts for the rest of your life. They just never go away. You just get better at ping-ponging it. Emotional eating may not ever go 100% away, but like Annette, I want you to think like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you would have been eating for a week. But here you are, the next day, being like, okay, what happened? I'm just going to do different this time. And I think that is the win. I think that's the win, Annette. Let's see. I got two more questions. Sandy says, an aha moment for me. This is just what I need. This is what I need to do after lunch. I usually just work right through lunch and don't take breaks. I'm going to take that 15 minutes for me. Thank you, MJ. Such a wise, wonderful woman. Yes, you have to. That's a lot of times when we're eating, we're wanting a break. So if you just give yourself the break in the middle of the day, then you're, at least you give yourself a minute. Suggestions for, Sue says, suggestions for struggling to actually complete the regain course. I start courses and can't seem to finish them. Get an accountability partner to hold you accountable. Best way to do it. Set it. I set mine up at a when I was in No BS, y'all. I treated it like a class, like an actual college class. I had time set aside. I wrote it. I calendared it on my calendar. I put it on my notebook. Like I did that. And then also remember, Sue, the Regain Reset is also in the Bonus Courses podcast. There's, some people think I got to sit here and take copious notes and blah blah blah. I just listened to it twice. If you're just listening, things are gonna absorb and things are gonna come in, it's you're gonna absorb it. If you don't have time to sit down and listen, you can always do it on the podcast. That's how we do it this way, right? Like you can do it on a podcast, you could do it, sit down and like with a notebook and whatnot. You can do it on video because we want it to make it easy for everybody. And we try to meet you where you are with stuff. And then the whole time you're going through it, then you've got Ask Coaches, you've got me, you've got Facebook, you've got all those things. Like you can always reach out for help. So, all right, y'all. I kept y'all a little bit late, but that was good. It was good. Y'all had good questions today. I appreciate y'all. It was a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. I just love y'all. I love Wednesdays. It's my favorite day when I get to hang out with y'all. And don't forget, we got secrets to keep, ladies. We got secrets to keep. Don't be telling my secrets. Don't be telling the secrets. And please use that. Why did I eat? And then let me know your feedback. I would love, 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 because our goal is to just make it better. So make sure that you let me know. All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everybody.